got friends that don't like stories, I might not go for that. Or part around my campfire that ain't a truthful fact. Fill up your pipes and listen, I'll tell you, let me see. I think it was from 50, from there to 53. You all hear tell of Bridger, I used to ride with him. And many a long day scouting, I did alongside of Jim. And up near old Fort Reno, a trapper used to dwell. We called him Mad Jack Reynolds, the scouts all knew him well. 'Twas in the spring of 50, we camped on Powder River. We killed a calf of buffalo and cooked a slice of liver. While eating quite contented, we heard three shots or four. Put out the fires and listen, and we heard a dozen more. We all knew Mad Jack Reynolds had moved his traps up here. So picking up our rifles and hitching up our gear, we moved as quick as lightning, to save was our desire. Too late, the painted heathen had set the house on fire. We turned our horses quickly and waded downstream. And close beside the water, I heard a muffled scream. And there among the bushes, a little girl did lie. I picked her up and whispered, I'll save you or I'll die. God put a right old Bridger, it covered my retreat. Sometimes a child would whisper in a voice so low and sweet, dear Papa, God will take you to Mama up above. There's no one left to love me, there's no one left to love. The little girl was 13 and I was 22. Says I, I'll be your papa and I'll love you just as true. She nestled to my bosom, her hazel eyes so bright, looked up and made me happy through the close pursuit that night. 1 year had passed since Maggie, we called her Hazel Eye. Him truth was born to lead me, had come to say goodbye. Her uncle Mad Jack Reynolds, long since reported dead, had come to claim my angel, his brother's child, he said. What could I say? We parted, Mad Jack was growing old. I handed him a banknote and all I had in gold. They rode away at sunrise, I went a mile or two. In parting said, we'll meet again, may God watch over you. Resting by a babbling brook, a little cabin stood. And weary from a long day's ride, I saw it in the woods. The pleasant valley stretched beyond, the mountains towered above, like some painted picture or a well-told tale of love. Drinking in the sweetness and resting in the saddle, I heard the gentle rippling like the dipping of a paddle. And turning toward the water, a strange sight caught my view. A pretty girl was seated in a little birch canoe. She stood up in the center, her rifle to her eye. I thought for just a moment, my time had come to die. I tipped my hat and told her, if it was all the same, to drop her little shooter, for I was not her game. She dropped the deadly weapon and leaped from her canoe. She said, I beg your pardon, I thought you were a Sioux. Your long hair and your buckskins look warrior-like and rough. My bead was spoiled by sunshine, or I'd have killed you sure enough. Perhaps it would have been better if you'd have killed me here, says I. For surely such an angel could bear me through the sky. She blushed and dropped her eyelids, her face was crimson red. One shy glance she gave me, and then held down her head. Then her arms threw around me, I'll save you or I'll die. I held her to my bosom, my long-lost hazel eyes. The rapture of that moment was heaven unto me. I kissed her then and met her tears, her merriment I could see. Her heart, its mine, was beating, in choppy words she said, my dear long-lost preserver, they told me you were dead. The man that claimed me from you, my uncle good and true, lies ill in yonder cabin, and he talks so much of you. If Joe were living, darling, he said to me last night, he'd care for you, dear Maggie, when God puts out my lights. We found the old man sleeping, hush, Maggie, let him rest. The sun was slowly sinking in the far-off golden west. Talked in whispers, the old man plied his eye. A dream, he murmured, the last dream alive. She drifted like a shadow to where the old man lay. You had a dream, dear uncle, another dream today. Oh, yes, I saw an angel as pure as drifted snow. And standing close beside her was California Joe. She said, I'm not an angel, dear uncle, this you know. These little hands and this face were never white as snow. But listen while I tell you, for I have news to cheer. Your hazel eyes is happy, for truly Joe is here. Then but a few days later, the old man said to me, Joe, boy, she is an angel, or as good as angel be. For 3 long months she's hunted, and Joe, she's nursed me too. And I believe that she'll be safe alone, my boy, with you. Then but a few days later, Maggie, my wife, and I, we went riding through the valley with teardrops in her eyes. For there beside the cabin, near Ann and Jolie's grave, they laid him neath the daisies, her uncle good and brave. Here after every gentle spring, you're sure to find us there. At his graveside in the valley, we keep it fresh and fair. Our love was newly kindled while resting by a stream. And two hearts were united in love, sweet, happy dream. And now you've heard my story, and this you ought to know, that Hazel Eyes is happy with California Joe.